Homeland security will be an important aspect of the president's legacy. And at one Maryland school, it's already become part of the curriculum. Students attending Joppatowne High School are learning about careers in protecting the nation's security. NPR's Allison Keyes observed the program and filed this report.
This is clearly not your parents' math class.
The yellow dots on the GPS, there are waypoints for the station.
What's the flashing one?
The flashing one is where you are right now.
Instead of sitting in a classroom on this breezy day, kids in Joppatowne High School's Homeland Security program were outside in the sun. The Coast Guard brought a 25-foot response boat right to the school's driveway. Students clambered aboard and got the VIP tour. Nearly everyone here says they got into this program because it's just cool. Even 15-year-old Crystal Harmon's dad thinks so.
My dad was, like, very impressed on that I wanted to get into Homeland Security stuff. He's like, are you serious? Like, yeah, thought it was cool.
15-year-old Marion Etta Besson got into the program as a career path.
They had the criminology, they had the little criminal justice thing, and I want to be a detective. So I was like, wow, this is really going to be good. It's just give me a jump start, and then when I get to college, it'll help me a lot more.
Marion is exactly the kind of student the Harford County Public School System was hoping for when it started putting its program together. The 3-year Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness Magnet curriculum includes 3 career paths. First, there's science, engineering, and technology. Second, there's Homeland Security Sciences with Health and Human Services. Third is criminal justice law enforcement. That includes finance, information, and communication technology. Program coordinator Leah Bulyeu says the goal here is to get these students jobs.
The average student in this school doesn't go to college. And we wanted to show them, hey, there are so many jobs you can get using specific skills and specific higher-level thinking applications and analysis right out of high school.
There are no high school-level textbooks for this kind of class, so instructor Michael Zippe says a committee wrote the curriculum from scratch.
We've been kind of using the internet and other resources and people. People has been probably our biggest resources, different organizations and companies.
Feel free to stop and raise your hand, or if we don't see you,
people from the U.S. Coast Guard, the National Security Agency, and companies that sell protective masks and suits have visited the class to offer their expertise. But skeptics fret that the Joppatowne program might be telling kids what to think about national security rather than simply teaching them to protect it. Jonathan Zimmerman teaches education and history at New York University.
My concern about the school would be that they teach a certain version of it, perhaps even the White House's version. This is not to say that the White House's version of national security is wrong. It's simply to say that on contentious political issues, public schools should not take a side.
Joppatowne High School officials insist they aren't telling students what to think. At a recent workshop about the program for other Maryland districts, instructor Michael Harris explained that the students are learning about leadership, decision-making, and the risks that go along with it. For example, he says, they've discussed issues like Iraq and the government's handling of the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
What we're always trying to do when we're looking at these issues is we're trying to always get the kids to look at every side of the argument. And sometimes they get frustrated with us and say, what is your opinion? It's not our place to give your opinion. It's your job to be informed and to make the best decision possible.
Most of the funding for the program comes from Maryland State Emergency Management Agency. Joppatowne High School's Bulyeu says the school's first mission in creating this program was to help its own students. But she says it's neat that other school districts think the Homeland Security Program template might work for them as well. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.